We are going to continue the hour by talking about theatrical and performance events on campus Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st. You can head to Swain Hall at 7:30 p.m. for the first round of UNC's Process Series featuring new works in development. The whole schedule is out for the fall this weekend. They're kicking off the series with Ariel Gratch's play, The Heart Hero's Journey, looking at a child fighting heart disease through the lens of Joseph Campbell's mythology. Get more info online at processseries.unc.edu about that show and the entire fall schedule of the UNC Process Series. Joseph Meagle here in the studio, who is the director of the Process Series. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Aaron.
So tell us about the, before we get into this specific show, which I'm excited to hear about, the Process Series in general, for folks who don't know, what is it, what does it entail?
The Process Series is a celebration of artists who are creating new work in performance in all disciplines. So the Process Series looks at plays, at music, at pieces of performance art, and also things that just mix different disciplines, interdisciplinary experience. This year, our theme is Reckoning and Reconciliation, which means that all of the pieces are sort of thinking about the way we live now and our past and where we've come from, how to reckon with those experiences in terms of social justice, in terms of race, in terms of gender, and uses performance as a way of reckoning and perhaps examining a reconciliation with those moments of history and those moments of culture that we are experiencing in the present.
Do you identify the theme and then choose the pieces, or do you choose the pieces and then say, well, these all seem to be of a piece?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I was particularly, you know, sensitive to where we were,
right,
in time, sort of political upheaval, where we are in terms of the pandemic, where we are in terms of discussions of race, and artists often react to those moments in really interesting ways, and I'm very interested in sort of encouraging those artists to continue that work. And the Process Series allows them, basically they come in about a week in residence and spend some time working on that work, the new performance work. And then on Friday and Saturday, in this case, or it could be different days, but for two performances, they present it to the public and have a discussion with the public where the audience gets to feedback what they experienced as a way of helping those artists move their pieces forward to their sort of futures and in other venues, other places.
The first piece this fall is Ariel Gratch's The Heart Hero's Journey. And Ariel is a UNC alum, right?
Yeah, actually, I was a professor during his time as a student.
Okay.
And I remember it. I believe it's about 15 years ago. He got a master's in performance studies and then went on to get a PhD. He teaches, I believe, at Syracuse University. Mm. And he had a son with CHD, congenital cyanotic heart disease. And that experience, you might imagine, it was traumatic. His son is now six, mm-hmm. so he's gone through it. And in his experience, he noted that, like, other families that were going through similar things called the children going through it heart heroes. And because he's a storyteller, he decided to embrace the Joseph Campbell idea of the journey,
the hero's journey,
and use that as a way of sort of describing his own son's journey and even more importantly, his journey as a father going through that. It is incredibly touching. I've started working with him on it, you know, in early drafts, and it's incredibly touching. And he does such an interesting job sort of making the comparisons. And also, I think he questions this notion of how language sort of puts us in different places. Like, is it okay to call an infant's journey a heroic journey?
Mm.
Or is it positive? And I think this piece sort of wrestles with that idea. And it's, like I said, it's so moving and so personal. And yet he's connecting it to the way we think about, you know, the myth of the hero in such an interesting way. So it makes us think about how performance talks about our lives in really significant ways.
That's a really fascinating idea, and it kind of takes that very narrow experience that only a few people have and kind of abstracts it out to that kind of larger mythology. But it is part of that narrow experience, and I know in reading about the piece, he talks about the CHD community, like the very tight, close-knit community of families who are all going through this experience together. I'm fascinated to hear what other families think about this piece who have gone through it. I don't know if you've had that conversation with him.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
We are trying to reach out to, like, the medical school pediatrics and places where we can encourage doctors and medical professionals, and then connected to families to experience this. I think it would be very helpful for Ariel to hear sort of their responses to this piece. And it is in development. I mean, the last time I read it with him, there was like the last chapter wasn't quite done. So I'm really excited about seeing where it goes and how he works on it and how this experience in the process series will give this work some future and have him continue working on it so that families can experience it in different ways throughout the country and maybe even internationally.
Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Swain Hall. It's free, right? People
absolutely
can show up and experience it. What is the experience like? Is it a play? Is it multimedia?
This one, each experience, each performance is very different.
Mm-hmm.
This experience would be mostly Ariel reading. It's a one-person show. But there's going to be some staging, and there might be some imagery that is projected. But each experience is a little bit different. We are in a refurbished Swain Hall black box theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exciting new space. We've been in it before, but it's now, you know, totally transformed. So it's an exciting new space for us to create performance. So people come, it's free of charge. They can reserve their seat by going to the webpage, as you just mentioned, and there is a place where if you go into the more information about the Heart Hero's Journey, it will say, do you want to reserve some tickets? And you can reserve some tickets. It's a way of holding your seat. But you also can just come to the door.
And again, processseries.unc.edu is the website. Go there, get more information about the show. As Joseph said, reserve your seat there and get more information about the Heart Hero's Journey, as well as the upcoming events that the Process Series has on tap for the fall. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about those upcoming events?
Well, they're incredibly diverse. In October, we have two different performances. One, the untitled elegy play by award-winning playwright Andrea Stolowitz. She's been produced everywhere, coast to coast, as a playwright and in Germany and as an international playwright. She actually lived in Durham for a while, and her piece is about interviews with people around the pandemic, but she weaves them together in really interesting ways as a way of sort of how we coped with the pandemic and how we survived through it. I think the way she weaves the characters together is so fascinating. Plus, she also creates some fictional characters to mix in with some real people. And after that, in October, Guillermo Reyes, a very funny playwright who I've been associated with for many years, is creating a new play called The Sweet Life, which is about a mother and a daughter and their problem, but it's also about their fear of deportation to Mexico, mm-hmm. the daughter being someone who's more Americanized and the mother who the threat of deportation while they're fighting over, you know, mother-daughter type things. And Guillermo is a very funny playwright. And finishing at least this year, and then we have a whole slate of performances in the spring, is The Meditation, which is music and art dealing with violence against Asian American Pacific Islander people. Mm-hmm. So there's a musician and an artist coming together to create this work. It's immersive and interesting, and sort of includes oral histories, recorded oral histories, with Asian Americans who have experienced violence in these past years.
And again, processseries.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out more. The first round is the Heart Heroes Journey, Ariel Gratz's show, September 30th and October 1st, Friday and Saturday, Swain Hall at 7:30 on campus, free for all comers. You can reserve seats online at the website. Joseph Meagle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, as always.